Space, an adventure with Rocky Starr. Ilma, Paul, and Ivan are finding their space joyride has lost its carefree thrill. When they fail completely to recognize Earth from among the teeming myriads of stars behind them, they know that any attempt at turning back would leave them more hopelessly lost than ever. All they can do is remain on their known course. So now, with controls untouched, the Taurus plunges ever further away from the planet that is their home. But suddenly the radar warning sounds and they sight a spaceship nearby. But all hope of rescue fades when the name on its side proves it to be a craft that was lost almost 100 years before. Meanwhile, back on Earth, the Streak is at last ready for departure. Rocky, Mitch, and Di walk from their car to where she waits on the launching slab.
Ah, good old Streak. Man, it's good to see her, even though she did nearly write me off.
You're sure you're all right, Mitch?
Well, quit worrying, will you, Di?
Well, I only
I know, I know, and I appreciate that, but you're spoiling my big moment.
Your big moment?
When I see the Streak standing waiting like that, her nose pointing up towards space. It always does something to me.
Oh, I remember the first time. It gave you the nervous horrors.
Yeah, but, well, that was the first time, but now...
Yeah, listen, we've wasted enough time already, Mitch. You climb straight through that hatch and get into your seat ready for blastoff.
Okay, it's a fine way to talk to a sick man, I must say.
Convalescence is over, Mitch.
Oh, you ain't kidding.
All right, up you go, Di.
I'm so glad Cromart's apologized for his threats to you, Rocky.
Yes, so am I. Oh, it was just worry over his son that was the trouble.
Well, we must bring those crazy kids back safely.
Yes, if we can. Well, this is it. Check seat.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Close airlock.
Airlock closed. Check course alignment.
Course set, okay. Mitch, power unit okay?
All dials checked, Rocky boy.
And stand by.
Standing by.
Saturn, here we come!
The Streak trembles, rises slowly above the white-hot glare of her atomic jets. Then rapidly she is accelerating and the Earth is dropping away and away. But as she hurtles in a thundering curve upward through Earth's atmosphere... Far out in space, a bold decision is being made.
Yes, it is the Pegasus, all right. I will slacken our speed so we move along together. A touch of the forward rocket should do it. Be prepared. Everyone all right?
Well, thank goodness I had a tight grip or I'd have gone through the observation window.
We don't seem to be passing it now.
Let me see. Yes, we're drifting side by side.
Oh, doesn't it give you an awful feeling to look at her? To think she's been drifting around in space like that all that time.
Excuse me, Ilma, I want to get at this locker. Thanks.
Hey, that's where the spacesuits are kept. What are you going to do, Ivan?
Have a look at that ship. You coming?
But how'll we get aboard?
Didn't you notice her hatch? It's been half torn down by a meteor or something.
Do you think we really should?
Why not? We're out here to see all we can. Think of solving the Pegasus mystery. Besides, we may find valves for our radio.
Well, that's an idea. Hang on till I get into one of these suits.
And I'll come too.
Good girl. I'm going down to the airlock. When you are both ready, join me there. Well, all set, you two?
Yes,
yep.
When we put the helmets on, we'll have to use intercom radio to talk. The control switch is on the helmet there.
There's no air pressure out there in space. We'll need to inflate these suits, won't we?
Yes. The dial just inside the helmet shows the right pressure. Regulate it with the valve. Right on with the helmets. Then I'll work the airlock door control.
All right, you two?
Yes,
okay.
You're okay.
Then here goes.
Ivan, I'm scared.
No need to be. Use your booster jets and you'll float out into space. Gently, though.
How do you know all this is right, Ivan?
I did a trip to the moon once, remember? Come on.
Ivan! Ivan!
She's shooting away.
She's used too much power. I'll get her.
Ivan, help!
I'm coming. Here, grab my hand.
How do we get back? How do we get back?
Relax. Now, hang on. I'll use the jets to get us back. Hang on. There. See? Gentle does it. We're going back.
Okay, Ilma.
Oh, it was such an awful feeling. Drifting away like that and nothing all around me. Nothing. Let's get in one of the ships quickly.
You've got a good grip on the edge of the Pegasus hatch, Paul?
Yeah?
I'm going to blast us across to you. Catch us as we drift by.
Right.
Here we come. Ready?
Right. Easy. Gotcha.
Oh, nothing to it. You get in through the hole and we'll follow.
It's a tight squeeze. Careful your oxy cylinders don't catch.
Well, right. Okay, Ilma.
Yes, thanks.
Funny looking craft, isn't she? They've learned a lot in the last 100 years.
To think we're the first people who stood on this deck in all that time.
Well, don't you start getting spooky on us.
Come on, let's explore. There is no telling what we will find on a ship as old as this. Come on.
As the three space-suited figures drift cautiously along the central corridor of the old spaceship, far away, the streak has left Earth's atmosphere. While Mitch makes a routine check of all dials, Rocky and I are sitting gazing at patterned lines of colors on a little screen. Rocky switches on the lights.
Well, that's it, Di. Now you know what the spectrograph of heavy uranium A742 looks like.
I wonder why the Solar Council considered it so important.
Your guess is as good as mine.
They wanted to stop a catastrophe that could wipe out the human race.
Couldn't it be needed to fight an epidemic of disease, could it?
Oh, it could be. Though I'd have said its best use would be as a superatomic fuel, but then we neither of us know much about it.
One thing's certain. It isn't going to be easy to find from what's been said.
Looks as if I'm going to be pretty busy with that spectroscope.
And we'll be just as busy on radar trying to find the Taurus.
I don't like to say this, Rocky, but... oh, we're out of space and no one else can hear us, so... well, it seems pretty hopeless, doesn't it, Rocky?
Oh, Di, we just can't think that, or we won't try hard enough. I've got the streak on full speed. She's faster than the Taurus, so we have a good chance of overtaking them.
Yes, but if they're not on the same course...
Oh, I don't know yet, Di, I don't know. But we can't leave them to wander in space and just... What on earth? Di, you all right?
Yes, I think so. Oh, what happened?
Well, I'm not sure.
The warning bells.
Yes, damage to the hull. Something must have hit us.
Yes. The warning lights over the control panel.
Air loss, heat loss, safety bulkhead. Now they're all on.
Hey, Rocky, Di, you okay? Rocky!
Yes, Mitch, here.
Giggling grasshoppers, I thought we really had it. What was it, a meteorite?
Yes, probably. Wait till I check the course.
Rocky, the damage.
Yes. You'd better have a look, Mitch. I must check our course in case we've been deflected.
Yeah, there's no sense in us getting lost. All right, I'll grab a spacesuit and have a look-see.
Good.
You better hope for the best, you two, because me, I'm fearing the worst.
It's just as well you check course, Rocky.
Yes, course is adjusted now, Di. Hey. Hey, the airlock light just came on. Come on, let's go down and meet Mitch.
Oh, we would collect a meteorite at this stage.
Yeah.
Everything seems to be against us in this job, Rocky.
Oh, well, don't worry, Di. We've battled through worse than this before. We'll get through okay.
Well, the airlock's closed from this side.
Yeah, so I noticed. Hey, red light's on, though. Mitch must be in there now. There goes the pressure.
Yes, he's opening up. Hey, Mitch, I'll give you a hand off with your helmet.
Thanks, chicken.
Well, Mitch, tell us the news.
Well, it's not so good, Rocky.
Eh?
I'd say we was luckier than the Christmas turkeys that got away.
Well, tell us, what's the extent of the damage?
Well, it was a nice big meteorite, see? But it went right through us, just forward of the atomic motors.
The motors? Hey, if they were hit...
Yeah, I know. Now, relax. Don't go blowing your top. They weren't hit. They're all right.
Oh, that's one good thing anyway. Bulkhead slide over the hull?
Yeah, but the hull's so weak that if we change course or land and atmosphere, it won't take the strain.
Wow.
Well, we'll just have to try and repair it.
Now you're on a ball, kid. That's for sure. Believe your Uncle Mitch. If we can't fix it out here in space, we'll never get home to Earth again.
Mitch makes his statement, and Rocky's jaw clenches as he moves toward the Streak's workshop. Little does he know the danger that will attend their attempt at repairs on the badly damaged hull. There is peril and action ahead, so don't miss the next thrilling chapter of this Rocky Star adventure, Lost in Space.